Bonnie Raitt's band is touring the country in 4 buses and 3 semi-trailers, all running on 100% biodiesel. During their stop in Madison this week, they were able to fill up right outside the concert hall thanks to a deal engineered by 3 local biodiesel distributors. Tour road manager Sean O'Rourke began using biodiesel in his trucks 4 years ago when Neil Young refused to hire him unless he could move his band petroleum-free. He says since then, Bonnie Raitt and other musicians have followed suit.
I think we're able to show the U.S., you know, and trucking in general that this is a real live, viable solution to petroleum. And the amount of carbon that we are not putting in the air is huge. And the carcinogenic particulates that go with that is greatly diminished. It's good for all involved.
It's especially good for the 3 Wisconsin companies involved in this pit stop: Landmark Services, Great Lakes Biofuels, and Prairie Fire Biofuels. Mike Clark of Prairie Fire says it's a sign of things to come.
We serve the customer well today. This could speak well for getting future business with other tours that come through Madison. Since Madison's got a pretty good music scene, it could be very good for Prairie Fire. And, of course, for biofuels in general. The visibility is really good. A lot of people connect with Bonnie Raitt and all the other artists that are now supporting B100 openly.
Those artists include Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and Melissa Etheridge, and road manager Sean O'Rourke predicts many more will join as the biodiesel industry grows. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.